Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent on LA Talk Radio, Accent on London edition. I'm in London right now for almost a year and a half and enjoying my life, staying mostly in my nice place or whatever I have. Cannot wait, of course, like everybody, to start coming back to life that we, I don't even remember what was normal, but whatever it will be better than what is right now. And doing my LA Talk Radio, Accent On radio show for almost 10 years now. So some of our shows, I'm just very, very excited. More. Some of them, I'm more nervous. Some of them, I just cannot wait to just see what people, who they are, what they represent, what life they have, and just trying to share their life story with everybody who listens to us and who watches us. So people who are listening to us on LA Talk Radio, please tune in live every Monday from 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific Time, Channel 1. And go to our page also, scroll down for 400 episodes of my shows, because like I say, what a guest I had. But today, we will be talking to amazing, beautiful, young, so well-educated, and just so successful woman. She is a power woman. She is somebody that will really, really probably encourage us to study more, to do business how we want, to just enjoy our lives all around the world. So let me introduce our guest to everybody, Dr. Sabina Klimek. Hi, Sabina.
Hello. Hi, Ilona. Thank you for inviting me here. It's a huge pleasure to be here today. And thank you for this nice introduction, you know, such a nice words. I'm not sure I deserve.
Yes, you do. You know, and when our friend, Joseph Mikołaj Ray Jr. mentioned how special woman you are and how much you mean for the Polonia and Polish citizenship living in America. And he said, she'll be wonderful for your show. And I'm like, yes, I cannot wait, you know? And then I'm saying, oh my gosh, she's a pretty serious woman, because all your titles that I read, in my imagination, there will be somebody just looking a little bit different to you, much, much older, just not so easy approachable. And then I start, of course, going on a Google and start looking at you. I'm like, this is impossible. So young person, so many achievements. Of course, I want you to be my guest. But I also got excited because I saw the energy. I saw the beauty in you. I saw mother and wife and just Polish, amazing, amazing woman that I am so proud to know right now. So let me introduce you to our listeners and people who watch us on the Facebook and other wonderful places, because I think I need to read who you are and what did you achieve. I just need to. So Dr. Sabina Klimek is a consul in the Consulate General of the Republic of Poland in Istanbul, Turkey. You are also assistant professor at Warsaw School of Economics. You are co-founder and vice president of the Polish-American Chamber of Commerce Northeast. You are former consul, trade commissioner, head of trade and investment section of Polish consulate in New York. You are former TV journalist and business trainee and entrepreneur. Very, very strong, strong achievements. So we'll be talking about your education. But when it comes to the first part of my introduction, how did you do it all? You are so young. How did you do it all? It's like, okay, we are talking consulate. We are talking to consul. We are talking to places. being a diplomat, being a woman, being a young woman, changing a place, is feeling comfortable probably in all of them. Hopefully not right away. Tell us it wasn't so easy. But just tell her, how did you do that?
Well, like, first of all, as we talked before, this year I'll be 41. And, you know, I'm like not ashamed of my age. You know, age is age and I'm not hiding my age. So, you know, for this, I'm really active for around 20 years because this is when I started my studies and when I started my activities. And actually, you know, 20 years, it's a lot of time. You can do many, many things.
But 20 years, you were barely 20. Some young ladies or gentlemen are like waking up in the middle of the day saying, maybe I'll be studying, maybe I'll be touring, maybe I'll see some world. I don't know what I'll be doing with life. And he's 24. Okay, maybe they study one in a university or polytechnic or something. One, they got the titles. So they are now 24. Maybe, where is the job? What I will do? Maybe I'll get married. Okay. But you, when we will talk about your education in a moment, how educated you are. So this is really, I would say, 15 years. Even when you're probably between 21 and 24, you start working. So I would like to find out what did you do right away after school, of course. So, yeah, just tell us, rewind this 15 years or 20 years in your life and tell us you are 20 years old. You are just out of the school.
Well, yes, I started my studies, but you are right. I was actually working hard for many, many years. And actually, this is something I got from my home, like this approach to work hard, to work double. And I was always trying to fill my time, my free time, with lots of activities. I was never bored and I always had got many things to do. And there are a few things, you know, that I can recommend the others to do. I was always saying yes to all possibilities and opportunities that were appearing. So I was always trying to maximize those possibilities and I was always trying to do the best I can. And when I started my studies, I started the University of Economics in Katowice, and I did my Master of Science in Economics there. But in the meantime, you know, I figured out that we have got these opportunities. You know, it was like, it was 1999 and 2000, and Poland was about to access European Union. So we started having these possibilities to travel abroad to studies. And we had this Socrates Erasmus exchange program for youth and for students. So I did my best. I passed the exams and I went as a Socrates Erasmus student to Finland. And because in Finland I had got quite good achievements, they asked me to stay there. So I did my Bachelor of Business Administration in Finland at Polytechnic, in the same time being in Poland at university. So actually the same year I finished two schools. I finished Finnish Polytechnic and Polish University. And then because of my achievements in Finland, I got the offer to do my another master in Scotland at the University of St. Andrews. So I did my Master of Arts in Marketing there. And all those studies were really amazing. And at the University of St. Andrews, I studied with Prince William and Kate Middleton.
Oh my gosh!
It was the same time they were doing their bachelor studies and I was doing my master studies. And actually, they graduated half a year before me. So we've been on the graduation of Prince William, and that time our small St. Andrews city was closed, and Queen came, and all royal family came. So we have got really this great opportunity to see them. So actually, I can tell that I was studying, you know, with the future King of England, which was also quite a great experience.
It's amazing, so relevant. We are in London right now, and we know,
exactly.
right now. And so just having somebody just so close to royalties and this beautiful, smart, you know,
so, king. I'm sure that you will ask me if I saw him. Yes, we saw him many times because he studied with us. So we could see Prince William in a library. He was in Tesco doing shopping, always with some people. So I guess there were always the bodyguards with him. But he was just a regular student there. St. Andrews was a small city, so we could see him being there. And I read that there was an agreement between the royal family and the paparazzi that they will let him study freely. They will not follow him when he's studying there. And this is what happened, actually. I think he had got quite a happy life there, and St. Andrews was always proud of having such student there. It's like really amazing university, but because of the Prince William, it was even more famous and more interesting. So I had this opportunity to study there, and I'm really so glad that in my career I had the chances, and I really took the chances to study in Finland and then to study in Scotland. And I could stay in Scotland, I could stay in England, but you know, I'm very much Polish, you know, I love Poland, and I can be traveling, but somehow my roots are there, they are in Poland, that's why I decided to came back to Poland, and started my career in big corporations, in international companies, and it was also so much fun. But also what I wanted to say, that actually I'm a little bit like American, because I'm not only changing my jobs, but I'm very often changing my professions. And it happened in my life that actually I had got some ideas what I would like to do in the future. And there were three things that I wanted to do. One thing, I always wanted to try consulting and those big companies. And I did. And then when I was studying, I was thinking, oh, it would be cool to be a journalist. And I was. And I remember that at the end of my studies, when I was finishing my studies, I was thinking like, wow, being in diplomacy would be such, you know, really good fit for me. And here I am. So I can say that I actually had got really great luck in my life to try everything that I wanted to try. So, but as I told you before, I'm trying to say yes to all opportunities that are coming to me. So I'm trying to use all those 5 minutes that are coming to me. And this is, you know, how I'm trying to not only set up my goals, but also I'm the person that says yes. When somebody's coming to me, oh, maybe you would like to go for a conference, you know, I'm going to say yes, because you never know what's going to happen there. Maybe this is a place where you meet some other persons. Maybe, you know, you'll learn something new. So this, you know, like ability of saying yes to opportunities actually made me to try all those things. And also made me to change my career several times, because I was saying yes to opportunities. And just after studies, I started working for international companies. I worked for Hewlett-Packard, American company, and then another American company, Deloitte Business Consulting. And I really enjoyed that experience. But in the meantime, I took part and I won a TV show, which was called Entrepreneurship Women. It was many years ago. It was 2007. And after this show, I got the offer and I started working for Polish TV station as a journalist. I worked in TVN and then like Polish TV station, of course. And then I was for many years in Polsat News. I was a journalist there, and I was a journalist and reporter for international news. And then I was for a short time in Panorama, in TVP, the second channel. in public TV, and that's it, you know. But it took me like around 4 or 5 years when I was a journalist. So it was quite a lot of my time, but it was amazing time because I learned a lot. You know that being a journalist, it's very challenging, but it's also, you know, you learn so many things. You need to read about so many things, and you need to know so much about the world because you never know which topic you will be working with on. And that was really great time that I had. And as I said, I learned a lot, you know, and also with public speaking, with, you know, behaving in front of the cameras, etc. Great, great school that I had. And then my third step was that actually I was cooperating for a little bit as a journalist with Ministry of Foreign Affairs. And then this opportunity came to me that there were openings for new trade commissioners. And I managed to get the position to be a trade commissioner in New York. But everybody says, like, how it happened? Like, the point is that it took me 2 years. When I was chosen, until I could come, it was 2 years of trainings, preparations, passing exams, and all these things. In the meantime, also, when I was a journalist, I didn't want to lose my connections with business because I studied business. I graduated from University of Economics in Katowice. Then I did BBA, Bachelor of Business Administration. So I always worked with business. So while being a journalist and my schedule was quite flexible, I was also working for the company from Middle East, and I was negotiating international deals and international contracts for them. So again, you know, this experience that I got really helped me a lot to be a trade commissioner and diplomat in New York. So this is how I really switched from being, you know, like journalist and getting into diplomacy. And I can tell you actually that there are many, but there are diplomats who were before journalists. So it seems that somehow you need a very similar features of characters that will help you to work with these jobs. Of course, you have to know languages. You know, without languages, I mean, you can't be a diplomat because you will not manage to talk to people. But also, I think as a diplomat, you need to like people. You need to like working with people, and you have to be very open-minded, open for other cultures, for other people, for other nationalities, other religions. And in general, I think you have to like people in general, because, you know, there are many people who are very introverted and they rather, you know, work with Excel files and they rather work with computer than with human beings. In this work, you have to work with people. And that's why you need to be very, very open to do this job and to be a diplomat. This is like my very, very personal point of view on that. And I think that journalists and diplomats in this matter, they're very much the same, because as being a journalist, you know that, Ilona, you also have to be very open-minded. You have to know how to talk to people. You have to, you know, make this network. And this is what we do here. I come to another country. I'm totally new here. I have to build my own network, my own web of the people, network of people that I will be using in the future, and that will be helping me to be the most efficient in the country where I am.
Wow. So we really went so fast to so many parts of your life and so many moments that I want to a little bit talk about. But before that, I would love to focus on you still, because what we see and what we hear, yeah, you love people, but you have very positive energy about you. So my question would be, were you born this way? They saying yes to everything, and enthusiasm is something that not so many people have it. The love for another human being and enjoying conversation and making them maybe collaborate with you on some project, or just knowing them because you just like to hear somebody's stories, and then being helpful. We'll be talking about you mentoring people and being, you know, a speaker, and just a diplomat is anyways a person that need to talk on many, many topics. He knows what you are talking about. But look at you. You smile. You were using words. Fun. You were saying, oh, I love to say yes to opportunities, then I'm doing them and I'm not even pre-planning. I'm just seeing where the life takes me. And then if I like, I want to reach out for that. This is something, of course, that I would like to put accent on for the ladies, because we will be saying how much important it is for you to just bring woman power to the light and just making all of us better, more secure, and just more like you. More like you. I am older, much older than you. I have so much energy too in me. And I think I was born this way. So for me, knowing another person on the street or business person, a person in my studio, which I have sometimes nothing. I know nothing about them, about the part of business they are representing. There are people from NASA. There are people, brain surgeons. It's not like I study them too much before my interview, but I long to hear what they can tell me and tell all of us about what they do, so we can learn something and maybe somebody will get passion because of that and they will turn their own life around and do what they do. So you are like very, very amazing a guest for me, really amazing. So I want to know, you were born like that in private life. When I take away all the amazing achievements that you have and the way how you live life right now, pretty serious one also, you're smiling. You tell me fun is fun. I like and do. I talk to people. I like you smiling. So you were born this way. Your parents taught you that. Maybe environment, because, you know, Poland 20-something years ago, yes, you are saying, was already coming into to being flourished in Europe. It was very, very special country. That's my goal, to tell whole world how special this place in Europe is. Poland and Polish people are very, very special. So we are proving the world how great we are. But you are the person that really is doing all of that 20 years ago. You were born this way. Your parents gave you this optimism. You were a happy child. You had great childhood. You had never problem in life. You were just, hey, you know, easy, I will do it and go for it. Tell us about that.
You know, it's both. I mean, I was born this way because in a way you have to have this, you know, like features of character. But on the other hand, I think like great approach of my parents, who always taught me that you can do it. You know, they were always like with you can do it approach. When I was doing something, they were like, of course you can do it. Of course you can do this, you can do that. And I was the child that wanted to try everything. And they were always telling me like, of course that you can do anything you want. And
are they in business also? Your parents are in business people, or they just
have... Yes, they are in business. They are entrepreneurs, and also we have got our family business that my mother is running right now. So my mother is like a businesswoman, and my father is also a professor at the university. And so my father also has got many other like activities, and he's also the president of Chamber of Commerce and Small and Medium Enterprises in Katowice. And he's also in Europe, in a European Economic Social Committee. So, like, he's very, very active person. So I think, you know, I've got it in genes, kind of, you know, those activities that you have to be very active and you have to work all the time and you have to be better and better and improve your skills. So this is something I've got in my genes. But in the same time, my parents were always not even pushing. They were always allowing me to do things that I wanted to do.
So don't be afraid. So you just go for see what's happened. Yes.
Exactly. They never said no to my sometimes very crazy ideas. They were
always out. You were not in Poland. You were traveling. Okay, you are in Katowice, then you are in Finland, then you are in Scotland. Then bye, mommy, mama. Today we have in England Mother's Day, so happy Mother's Day to your mama. Obviously, she must be very, very proud of you and your daddy. Yeah, but you were leaving all the time, so you say they were okay with that, yes?
Yeah, they somehow accepted that. They were proud of me and they were supporting my activities. So it's also, and you know what, my mom really, she spent so much time because the language, in my case, you know, English was the issue. Okay. I couldn't do all those things if I didn't speak English. And this is because of my mom, because, you know, she was, for many years, she was taking me for those private English lessons. You know, for many years, I was attending all those classes. And And they actually, I started when I was 10, what was not very usual, because you have to remember, I was born in 1980. I started learning English when I was 10 or 9. It was 1989. So it was not time in Poland where people were thinking, you know, about English, about languages. So my parents were very open-minded, and they actually allowed me, and they actually told me, okay, it appeared that it was this opportunity to start learning English. And my parents said, yes, you know, she should learn English. And for many years, as I said, they were supporting me, my education, and also my education abroad. So I could always count on my parents, and they were always helping. And they brought me with in this feeling that you are able to do anything you want. So they
that
were actually
a message to everybody who listens.
And that you are good at everything. That was also very important, because I was also the child that wanted to be always the best. Mm-hmm. So I was studying hard. I always had to be the first one. You know, I was very like competitive. But also when I was trying something, even now, you know, when I'm doing something, it's even sometimes my husband is asking me, how do you know that you know how to do this? And I said, like, if somebody else did it, I will do it even better.
Wow.
So this is like, if somebody else was doing something,
pressure
why,
on you,
why
but
I can't
like do it? It's a challenge. So you're challenging yourself. This is not...
Of course, I can do it better. So yeah. That was always my approach, that if somebody else did it before me, I can do it even better.
So and, I read somewhere, I think on your Facebook, that you passed the recently test, language test. So tell us about it, because that's unusual language that you are probably studying.
It is, but this is just like, you know, when we came to this country, when we came to Turkey, I'm just a beginner. So I passed my first test. I've got like A1 certificate, which is good. I just started 4 months ago. But here in Turkey, actually not that many people speak English. So without language, you can be in trouble in some places, in some smaller places, in some shops. So I said, like, no, I can't survive here only with English. I need to know some Turkish. And this is how I started, you know. I started attending classes and twice a week, two hours. But I think, you know, it's also good, very good exercise for your brain.
Absolutely.
So I think, you know, you have to, it's just like with exercising, you have to exercise your body, but you also for all your life has to exercise your brain. It's also a muscle. If you don't exercise your brain, I think it will stop working very, very fast. That's why I think, you know, like learning new languages, it's very challenging for your brain, and actually I think it makes you to work better. And this is what I feel, you know, that actually I still can very fast remember things, remember words, and somehow it goes. So I'm just, you know, like,
about
I'm studying
language,
right?
Yes.
Now.
So I know you speak perfect English. I know you're learning Turkish. You were in Finland, so I don't know if you pick up a little bit this crazy language.
I did, but I think I forgot all, you know. So I passed my exam in Finnish. It was many years ago, 15 years ago or even more. So, well, you know, if one day I go as a diplomat to Finland, I think, you know, my Finnish will come back.
Amazing. So next question would
I
be,
speak also German.
Speak also German. Okay, but you... Okay, so let's come back.
You know, this is normal for diplomats. You know, we just need it. Like, languages are the core in our profession.
Yeah, outside of everything what you already were studying, all of the titles that you have on your shoulder, the future dreams that you have, which we'll be talking about it, and then... Not saying that, again, today is Mother's Day, so you're a mama, you're a mother, you have a child, you have a husband with you, so we really want to find out how do you do it all and still have this amazing smile on your face. But we were talking about your education. I would like people to remember and remind them one more time that you hold a postgraduate master's degree in marketing from the University of St. Andrews in Scotland. You earn a master's degree in international economics relations from the University of Economics in Katowice. You also graduated from the Mikaeli University of Applied Science in Finland, Bachelor of Business Administration. you are alumni of the School of Political and Social Leaders, certified trainers specializing in negotiation, self-development, communications, and public speaking training. You are co-founder and president of the Supervisory Board of the European Institute Pro Futuro Europeo, if I speak well, I don't know. And you are also a member of European Commission Business Forum of the Multilingualism, which that's what you are saying, knowing the languages. So, and you are expert for the European Office of Crafts, Trades, and Small and Medium-Sized Enterprises and Standardization. Please change if I do something
wrong.
Innovation management. And you are an author of many publications, which we're talking, my gosh, when do you have time to write, in the field of, like I say, small and medium-sized enterprises and enterprises, yes, and standardization. It's not easy. Look at that. And you are speaking this language, business language, tough. So, and your books are called, if somebody's interested, please, we need to give a title. So, I wanted to do the summa summarum of everything what you are talking about, because it's so easy coming from your mouth and just full of energy, a human being, and just so open for everything what life brings. But that's your achievements. And coming back to it, that you are, again, a consul in the Consulate General of Republic of Poland in Istanbul right now. Also, you were doing the same or similar stuff in New York, I don't know for how many years. And we're talking that for almost 5 years, you were a journalist. And you are a journalist in a very important part of Polish TV. Parts of the Polish TV, they were not like little tiny something here. They're Warsaw. We are talking big, 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 you know, channels that everybody is watching. So, and you are young, you are barely 40, and you are a mother, and you are a wife, you know, and you are still wanting a more. So I am just very proud to know you. And I'm just so also happy that ladies who hopefully listening to us, they will take something from you. Not only that you as a parent or your parents just allowed you to flourish and just let you fly and just, you know, hold you and say, do girl, whatever you want and think to the future with you, allowed you study, allowed you do. Because most of parents want to keep children close to their hearts because life is not so easy. Like I said, I'm mother of Natasha Miraja. She's producing our show, my shows right now, which I couldn't do all of this technicality. It's just much cooler that somebody's helping me. But yes, she's also, you know, brought herself from America. She's right now in Europe. And I know how her career is going up. So I'm so proud of her. Now I'm following her dream and then trying to fit it in my dream with new situation too. It's not easy, but it's possible and could be fun. Could be great for all of us, the youngest, the oldest, the learning, the adding stuff to learn. Because, yeah, we can spend time on the couch and say, I already did this, I already did that, now I'm coming back. I don't need to do anything else. And you wake up being much, much older and you say, why I didn't try, why I didn't do it. So your beautiful, beautiful business takes you to many places in the world. So I would like to find out a little bit about your travels. I know you love to travel. You have family. How easy is to move your family from Poland to New York, to America, you will tell us how many years you were there. Obvious. Now you are with family. You are in Istanbul. You are bringing your husband. I don't know if you may talk also, who is he doing? What is he doing? How he's, you know, if he enjoys the changing or constant changing. Normally, we know that wives are doing that and they are trying to fit it into husband's career. But you are the woman, you are the powerful woman who just with this beautiful smile tells all of us, you can do it. And it's fun. It's not like, oh, I'm so tired, I don't know. It's fun. You know, we see this energy doesn't lie. It's not artificial, it's beautiful, it's natural. So, travels and how you are setting up your family in new places and how did you find amazing gentlemen who just look at you probably and say, oh, I'm so proud of her and probably has own great life going on this, whatever he's doing professionally and probably he's your great, great supporter, I hope. So how all of this happened, and how many years you are married? You have 5 years old, beautiful daughter, I understand. So tell us, travels, and how your husband is accepting the wonderful career that you have and goes along with what life brings for all of you as a family.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So like, first your question, we spent in New York 4 years, and this is how it work, how it works in diplomacy, that your posts are usually for 4 years, and then you go back home, and then you get ready, and you go for another post, if you want, that's why this 4 years, it's actually a good time. It's just enough to enjoy the place where you are very much. And on the other hand, you always settle down in this one place, and you've got your friends, and you've got your hairdresser, you've got your grocery store, and you've got your drugstore, and you've got everything, and then you're packing and you go to another country.
Leaving friends behind.
Yes, and you leave all those friends and everybody you really like and you work with. So you know, there are some pros and cons in every job that you're doing, and those are the pros and cons in our job. But I enjoy it very much. And you ask about my husband and yeah. How. So we are married. This year it will be 9 years. We know each other for 12 years. And what I have to say that I got married when I was 32, so I was not very young. So because I studied so long, and then because I was so active with my professional career, and then I met my husband, and then we got married. And you know, I had my child when I was 36. So again, you know, I did it later than the others, but still I managed to do everything. And I said, you know, everybody has got time for. Everybody has got his own time for some things, and that was my time. And for me, it was absolutely perfect, and it was absolutely the right timing. And yes, we have got a child, Julia, and she's 5 years old, and she's also an amazing girl, and she's traveling with us everywhere we go. And I have to say that actually my husband is supporting me very, very much, because when you have a family and when you have a child, it's only one person that can handle. Of course, you can handle, but you need to, if you've got this supporter, it's so much easier. And with my husband, I think it wouldn't be also easy if he wasn't really supporting my activities. And he really, like, he had to, when we went to New York, he was the one who had to resign from his work in Warsaw, in Poland. He graduated from Warsaw School of Economics in Poland, and he worked as a project manager. But luckily in New York, he worked also on Wall Street, worked in finance, in hedge funds field. So he was doing this financial engineering. And now he's here with me. So again, you know, he had to leave his work in New York. And again, we were moving. So I think, you know, it's in this kind of work is always tough for the second half. And as you said, usually women are those who are following men in diplomacy. In our case, it's totally different. Luckily, my husband enjoys this living abroad. He also, you know, we are very similar in this way. He likes traveling, he likes people, and he likes this living abroad. It, you know, it brings him also lots of fun and lots of joy. And that's why we can handle. And our child, well, she's five, so she's got right now, she's just following her parents. But because she's so small, now she speaks English and she speaks Polish. And now she's also learning Turkish in the kindergarten. Wonderful. So I think for her it will be really profitable in the future, because she will be speaking, I hope, several languages if she's going to travel with us all over the world, I hope. So this is something that on one hand, the cons are that you can't really settle down, because since we are married and since we met, we moved so many times. We moved from Warsaw, we moved to New York. In New York, we changed once our apartment. So again, we moved. From New York, we moved back to Poland. And we were between Silesia, Katowice, where I come from, and Warsaw. I was getting ready for my next post. So I had to pass all those exams. In the meantime, I did my PhD. So I was passing, again, exams. I was writing my PhD. Then, you know, we had to move again to Istanbul. So all family has to work on it. It's not only you. So there is a saying that behind every successful man, there is a woman. So I think also behind successful women, there are men who are supporting that them. But I did my PhD in a field of women entrepreneurship. And this is where I focus on the research. I do my research on women entrepreneurs, women in business, women rights. And I'm also, as you said before, I'm also a motivation speaker during many women events where I'm talking about, you know, like those possibilities for girls. And I think that nowadays, that today, the world that we have now really needs women as leaders. Women in government, women in politics, in diplomacy, women in business. Women needs to be there, because nowadays we are living in a totally different world. We are not fighting anymore for lands. We are not fighting anymore for oil, gas. Of course we do, but you know, like it's already shared. It's already like everybody has got the part. Now we are taking care of well-being of the societies, of the nationalities, of people. And because now we take care of well-being of those human beings of nationalities and people, we need women, because women are taking care of well-being of the families, family members. They know how to make the lives of the families better. And that's why I think also women knows how to work on the well-being of the societies better than men. We really need women ruling the world.
Oh, I love your words. I love so, so much. And, you know, knowing that everybody says, oh, women are jealous about somebody else's success. I don't believe in that. I think when you have a group of ladies who really want to get somewhere, I think we really help each other so, so much. And you being a mentor, I'm sure you are talking to younger ladies too, because yeah, when you are already 20 or 30 or something, you are on a path maybe that you almost figure out, and yeah, you need a certain push. But when you are 15 and you are coming maybe from family that doesn't have roots like your family had, you know, this is something that schools, that the middle schools and a little bit later need to focus on and tell all these girls how important is for them to dream big, not only dreaming, I need to have family, which is so, so important, but that's how we are raised. You know, you have your education, then you find a wonderful gentleman, that you are mama, maybe happens something, no, maybe not, but it's not. They can have it all. And then yes, they can maybe stop for a moment because they have maybe motherhood or something, or God forbid, they need to take care of something. But life is long. It's not only until 40 or 50. You can be successful and have over and over a new business, new creativity, new friendships, new group. You just need to have this attitude that I see in you, a little bit in me, and a lot of wonderful ladies who are coming to my shows, and they have that, the need to know that they can do whatever they want to do. You know what I'm saying? So you are talking about, you are writing books, so let's again talk about your books, because when you had time to do that, you wrote two of them, yes? So could you tell us a little bit, about your book?
About the book. I did, I would like to add something to what you said. I think we need to teach women This is what my mother was always telling to me. Remember that you have to count first on yourself and always be independent. And this is what I'm teaching other girls. Just always make sure that you can handle yourself with everything, that you are going to work, that you have your money, you have got your career, and you are independent. You can have men, you can be married, children and everything, but you have to be independent. You cannot depend on anybody for all your life, because if something happens, what else? What next? So this is, you know, like the lesson I learned. Always just count on yourself and be independent so that you can always manage yourself. And this is so important. And this is, you know, what I'm trying to teach also the women here in Turkey. You know, I was a speaker on several conferences.
Yes.
What and recently I spoke to women in India and also in Poland that, you know, we have to educate women. You know, education is so important, but they cannot resign from their career. They have to have their jobs. It's so important to have balance in your life, to have private life and your work life, your professional life. You need to somehow
make it worth. You need to.
And you know, it's not only woman who is responsible for the family. You know, there is like men and women. They're all responsible for the family. Like everybody has to take care of something. And luckily, you know, my husband is so much supporting me at home. Like not supporting me. We are just creating this home together. Like everybody has got his own responsibilities. You know, we are. Everyone is doing this, the other is doing that. It's not that, oh, you do everything because you are a woman. You know, it doesn't exist this way. And it shouldn't exist this way because there are two people responsible for the family, men and women, not only women. This is something, you know, what we need to teach women, that they have to be independent. They have to work on their own and they have to have their own career. They shouldn't resign from the career and from their goals and from their dreams because of men. I mean, this is so wrong approach. You have to follow your dreams and you have to follow what you have in your heart. Because if you resign from your dreams, one day you will regret, because you will find yourself, you know, like happy in the private life, but then in the professional life, there will be something what will not be okay, that what you will not enjoy. And I did research about women entrepreneurs in Poland, and I just checked, you know, how much impact they have on Polish economy. And I just figured out in my research that 13.5% of Polish GDP is created by women entrepreneurs, and that we have got around 31% of female entrepreneurs in Poland. Which is like from all entrepreneurs, which is not bad. We are actually one of the leading countries in the world, and it used to be better. Like several years ago, we had got like 37% of women entrepreneurs. So now it's a little bit less, but also it shows that actually some social supports, you know, made women to stay at home, but we're still working, you know, really on that they should follow their dream and they should really, you know, create their own value and work for themselves. Too many times I saw women resigning from their dreams because of the family, because of children, because of men, etc., etc., while men were not resigning. And this is something, you know, what makes me sad, that it's very often or too often it's a woman who is resigning, and sometimes those women are excellent and could be much more successful than actually men that they are supporting. So I think
this is words of strength, words of encouragement, and your mentorship, your, you know, really, really great, healthy outlook, what life, a successful woman in private and professional life can be. So, yeah, I know our show is running out of time, and I would love to ask if you will be having time to come back, because I think it would be great to even do segments on certain things that you would like to talk to. Today, we represented a little bit, that beautiful, mm-hmm. awesome very talented and very amazing lady that you are, you know, and I think we can learn from you. I know you want that. You want also pass your knowledge and your excitement and your just, you know, mission in life to make ladies are stronger together, the big dreamers like men are, and knowing also that you represent Poland, which, like you said, is one of the most courage place for women. Like you said, 37% of ladies who are having their own businesses. Now we have a little bit less, so we lost 5% or something. So we want to know why and why we cannot go equally 50-50. I think it's a good number. It will be 50-50. So we need to get to the 50-50, you know. So it would be so much fun to just do accent on woman empowerment and woman dreams can come true, and having you for us and lead us there and just have this cool conversations, because I think you're really proving that you can have it all. Sometimes you give in, sometimes you give up, sometimes you, but then you catch up and you really, really are going forward, you know, with whatever you think your dream is. Life is short, but it's also long. So we can choose. We can waste our dreams or make them somehow happen. Pick, hopefully, the right man who is your team mate. This is not only a role that you have in a marriage, that is, that's what woman is doing. No, it's not this time anymore. It's just not this time. We are building, like you mentioned, family together. So it's not anymore your role is this, my own. Mm-hmm. We are sharing everything. So it's a lot of beautiful smart words came from your mouth to woman's heart, I hope. So, and from gentlemen's, I hope they'll be listening to our show and watching our show, and they will encourage their own ladies that they love to just become what they want to be in life, because then they have wives like you, the beautiful, smiling, full of energy, happy, because ladies will know if I'm a little bit tired, somebody will take care of a little bit of this part of life that today I don't have power to deal with. And then the same way when you need to help your husband to just relax or do something, you know, what they need to do. So again, we are talking today to Sabina, Dr. Sabina Klimek, who you are a consul in the Consulate General of the Republic of Poland in Istanbul, in Turkey. You have lots of great, great achievements in life. I'm hoping that people will be listening to our show again, live tomorrow, Monday, in LA, on LA Talk Radio, which goes to whole world. And but live will be in middle of the night in Poland, but in America, in Los Angeles, will be 6 to 7 p.m. Pacific time on Channel 1. But also, everybody who wants to see us, please go back to Facebook, to my Accent On page, and you can see a woman behind the words, and you can watch her and listen over and over again. So, and with the promise that I will be having you back, we will just decide, if you, of course, are happy about that, what we want to talk about, what topic we'll focus on, and just mentor, push ladies to the front, and just make this world full of happy ladies. That's all what we want, successful woman. Okay? So thank you so much. I know it's much later in Istanbul right now than in London. So thank you so much. You probably need to have a good dinner. So happy day. And thank you for this conversation. LA Talk Radio, Accent On, London edition, and whole world. Thank you, Dr. Sabina Klimek.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.